You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
No winner last night in that Powerball drawing. So Wednesday's jackpot swells to a mind-numbing $1.73 billion.
Wow, keeps going up, doesn't it?
If you win and you take the cash option, it would be just over $750 million.
Right on. This has got to be approaching some sort of record, right?
It's in the top three right now, I think. Okay. It's number, like last night's was, I think, the third largest. I don't know. I guess $750 million for the cash, and then if you take taxes out, you're probably looking at what, like $400 million after taxes?
How could you scrape by?
And if you stuck that into a current CD, it'd be about $20 million a year, just in interest.
Not bad at all, huh?
It's kind of funny.
You couldn't spend it all. You could never spend it all.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, so that's going on. Hey, the organizers for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles, they have submitted a proposal to the International Olympic Committee. Hope they provided the appropriate bribes and graft that you need to do with the IOC. But their proposal is to add flag football to the Summer Games in 28.
Hey, a bunch of Brents are going to be signing up.
Flag football. The proposal will be voted on, I think, in about a week by the IOC. They're asking to add flag football, baseball, softball. Some of these have been in other previous Olympic Games, but I don't think flag football has. They also want to add lacrosse, which I'm kind of surprised lacrosse isn't already an Olympic sport.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket and squash.
All right. Why not?
One thing that you will not see in the LA Games is breakdancing, which will be part of the Paris Olympic Games next year, and then it's out. Yeah, I got a silver medal in breakdancing.
God.
The same with kickboxing and karate, or as Kramer calls it, karate, Jerry, karate. Those are going to be at the Paris Olympics, but not in the LA Olympics.
I'd like to learn how to do some kickboxing, I think.
Go take lessons.
Probably
they
should.
Have classes all
good
over
exercise,
the place.
Yeah.
Oh, what else is going on? Let me make you feel old.
All right.
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell, turns 50 today.
AC Slater? He's getting up there. He still looks like he's 25 years old, though.
He does.
He's got some good jeans, good product he's putting on his face.
And to make some other people feel very old, David Lee Roth, the former lead singer of Van Halen, is 69 today. Mm. And I'm sure David Lee Roth will be making jokes about that for the next year.
Yeah.
So this guy, Reid Hoffman, some people know who he is, some don't. He's the founder of LinkedIn, and he's got a podcast and a bunch of other stuff. He's an interesting cat. Anyway, he was talking about a way that you can try to solve some issues or problems that you're working on. And they can be little issues. Their example they use here is like organizing your closet. Or they could be big issues, like a big problem at work or trying to find a new job. And he says what you need to do is give your brain an overnight job. And what he means is, as you're lying there in bed, are you a scroll through your phone guy before you go to sleep?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
A little bit?
Briefly.
Some of us stayed up too late last night watching Monday Night Football. So the last thing I did was pout about how my team lost.
Aww.
Again. Oh, man. Anyway, before you go to bed, instead of just randomly scrolling through your phone or doing stuff like that, you should close your eyes. And you should think about the problem that you want to solve in a creative way. Whatever your thing is. I want to get a new job. I want to do this project at my house. I want to do this. Then you go to sleep. And apparently your subconscious mind, while you're sleeping, your subconscious mind will be kind of toying with the problem. Then Hoffman says when you wake up in the morning, first thing you should do is start thinking about the problem again. And it's possible something will shoot into your head because your subconscious was thinking about it overnight.
Whoa, that's trippy.
I think that's pretty cool.
That is kind of
Certainly worth a try. I'm sure it would not work every time you do it. But what if it does, like every fifth time?
Mm-hmm. Why not? That's kind of neat.
Give your brain a job.
Do some work, brain.
Anything else? Oh, there's this story about resumes. You know, what was that stat that we did not long ago about the number of people who are actively looking for a new job? It was a pretty significant number. But it turns out, if you're a hiring manager, here's what you should know. 70% of people admit they've lied on a resume, and then you have nearly 40% who say they lie frequently on their resumes.
I love number six on the list that said they just made up the position altogether that they had. Yeah, I'll just make up a position that I had.
They put on their resume a job that just never existed.
God.
They embellish their responsibilities. They stretch the length of time that they were allegedly employed.
Mm-hmm,
you know what? I guess they're just counting on the fact that people glance at this and don't check.
They're polishing a turd. And a lot of times these resumes just get fed into a machine that just looks for specific keywords anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, resumes. Man, I haven't done a resume in years. I have a LinkedIn account, but I want to close it. It's too much information.
I have a LinkedIn account, and I haven't looked at it or posted anything in probably close to a year.
I always get constant posts of, so-and-so wants to talk to you or meet you or this is available. Blah, blah, blah. Nah. Delete it.
You might be missing out on your dream job.
Could be. I need to lock it down.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
All right. Couple big news stories coming out of Colorado today that have made national news. Let's start with the Colorado woman who is dubbed the neighborhood bird herder. She's known as the turkey lady. She received a disorderly conduct citation yesterday following an altercation with another woman in the Thornton area. Her name is Marianne, and she was helping some turkeys cross the road near her home, Dom. York Street and 124th Avenue, if you want to be Pacific, when a driver sped around her and it nearly hit her, Marianne took the stick that she was herding the turkeys with and hit the car. That woman got out, started yelling, called 911. The police had to come out. Both women were detained for about 2 hours and then cited for disorderly conduct. Marianne is very upset by this because she's tried her hardest to keep the turkeys in this area safe. She worked to get turkey crossing signs installed.
That was going to be my next question. Do they have those?
Apparently it's not working. People still want to speed on by. So anyway, she's mad. Some people on social media in the Thornton area are offering to pay her fine and accompany her to court to show their support. God bless this woman for having this be her main goal in life, to save the turkeys crossing the road.
Well, I don't know all the details, but just based on what you told me, I think I got to be on her side.
I think so. She was just trying to save the turkeys.
If you're helping turkeys cross the road, I mean, people just need to be patient and wait till the turkeys cross the
road. God, I hope she was doing that too. Here's the second fun story coming out of Durango. There's a 40-year-old woman that was arrested after attacking a mattress store mascot. It happened outside a store called the Mattress Outlet. The mascot is a 6-foot-tall mattress named Maddie.
Okay.
They said the woman started hugging Maddie, but then quickly became aggressive. The manager described her as, quote, drunk out of her mind. She kept trying to shove and trip Maddie and get him on the ground. She did knock him down, and then she stood over him screaming profanities.
Leave the mattress alone!
The story says Maddie got up and ran inside and held the door shut while they called 911. Please help! That's hilarious to me. Oh, my God, a giant mattress mascot. Anyway, that was in Durango, and yes, that made the national news as well, so that's pretty damn funny to me. All right, so candy companies are going to be forced to change their recipes within 3 years in California or face fines after a new bill was passed. So slick-haired Gavin Newsom signed the so-called Skittles ban, which outlaws 4 popular additives that have been linked to cancer and disease and mood disorders. There's a whole list of things. And it's in like 12,000 products that California sells. I'm not even going to try to pronounce some of these.
Is it coloring or is it one of the just actual number ingredients?
Number four on the list was red dye number three. Okay. The other three, I don't even want to try to pronounce. Anyway, they say this is a potent stand against toxic food chemicals. Now, it's got to start going into force by 2027 or candy companies are going to be fined up to $10,000. Candies on the list were like Skittles with all those different colors, Peeps, sodas, hot tamales, a ton of Little Debbie products, and candy corn, which I am completely fine with. Ban that candy forever because it's freaking disgusting.
There was a story the other day that said candy corn has surpassed some all-time classics in terms of popularity, including Snickers bars.
Who is eating that garbage? It's like eating a wax candle, you guys. Knock it off.
I got no beef with the candy corn.
Oh,
I don't go out of my way to buy them, but I mean, if you put one in my hand, I'll
throw it right in the trash is what I'll do. Anyway, there's a lot of people like, oh, let me eat what I want to eat, but there's a lot of this stuff in food that's really bad for you. I've stopped using spray oil. Have you ever done your research on spray oil, Dom?
Wait, Pam?
Yep. So it's oil, something called dimethanol silicone, so it's silicone, which is an anti-foaming agent, and then a propellant like butane or propane. So you're eating oil, silicone, and butane. Don't eat that.
It keeps
stuff,
my omelet from sticking.
It really does, though. It does make washing your pan quite convenient, though, doesn't it? Hey, on the heels of your brain story a few minutes ago, scientists have found a way to read dreams through modified MRI machines and AI.
Oh, cool.
They're calling this the Dream Machine. It was created in Japan. It works by measuring brain activities while humans are sleeping. Once the data is collected, it's fed into an algorithm that reconstructs the dream. Now, the doctor, whose name I will also not try to pronounce out of Japan, began working with volunteers by having them fall asleep, identifying specific brain activity patterns while they were dreaming about different scenarios like flying or seeing loved ones. So they put them to sleep, they had the dream, and then they'd wake them up and say, what was your dream about? And then they decipher like what the brain was doing during that dream and then let them go back to sleep. And they said they would repeat the process like 200 times on each participant, and then boom, the algorithm is starting to put together. Like if your brain has certain waves, you're dreaming about pooping your pants or something. Kind of neat, right?
I think it's interesting.
And there will be a time probably where they start putting visuals to all this so you can actually sit there and watch your freaking
We can't even
dream.
Imagine our world 50 years from now. I mean, it could be just a regular thing. You wake up in the morning and you get to watch a movie of the dream you had the night before.
So I joke. I don't know. This is an overshare.
Your wet dreams that you're still having or what?
So, opposite end. So last night, I didn't actually poop my pants, but I was having vivid dreams about defecating the bed, let's say. Like, and I woke up two or three times to check to make sure I had not pooped the bed. So I was having some sort of dream about, I don't know if that's a cleansing thing or what that is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm wondering about the dream interpretation of pooping your pants.
Poop in the bed. And it was weird because they're like friends then came into my bedroom and they were inspecting like what I had left behind.
Well, that's a kinky
Is that a kink thing?
Yeah, it's a kink thing.
Anyway, I'm crazy. All right.
That's your weird fetish. Over.
I don't have that fetish. It was weird, Dom. I truly thought I had crapped the bed. All right, so make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Today's Croctober recipe is something called Crock-Pot Beer Chicken. Truly three ingredients again. A whole chicken, a ton of barbecue rub and seasoning, and beer. A can of beer, and it is money, Dom. It's
What's
so
it called
tasty.
Again?
Crock-Pot Beer Chicken.
Oh, okay.
It's great for your kids. They'll go right to sleep after they eat it. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy. Croptober.